Hey, and welcome to the Terrence Fisher Podcast. So today I want to talk a little bit about the Santa Fe school shooting that just happened. Now, this shooting is kind of close to home for me because it is literally close to home for me. This school in this area is about 20 minutes from where I live. And you know that if you live in a really large city, that 20 minutes is basically a really short distance, just a hop, a skip, and a jump. It's a little bit different when you live in, you know, smaller cities. You know, 20 minutes may seem to be like a really long way. But, you know, this is really, really close to home to me and for me. And it's another senseless killing that seems to be becoming more and more current in our everyday society. It seems like almost every year we're discussing and dealing with, you know, some senseless killing, you know, or some kind of school shooting or something of its kind. And it's really, really getting bad. And let me just say from the onset that my heart really, really goes out to the families and the loved ones of the victims that were wounded and who had their lives taken in this Santa Fe school shooting. Like I said, this is never a good thing. And, you know, people are, you know, have to deal with this stuff emotionally. You know, you go to work one day or you go to school one day and then, man, you don't even leave. You know, you kiss your wife, your husband, or your kids or something goodbye. And then, you know, that's the last time you see them or hear from them. And then the next thing you know, you get a, you know, notification on your phone. And then you're seeing on the news that there's been this school shooting at, you know, your child's school or at your husband's or your wife's school where they work. And I know you have to go immediately into some kind of panic mode at that point. And, you know, you start trying to make phone calls and reach out and you're not getting a response. I can just imagine, you know, having to deal with that and people having to deal with that. So my condolences again goes out to those people who lost, you know, loved ones in this crazy incident. But this inevitably always leaves us at the conversation about what to do. You know, the conversation usually jumps to, you know, whether or not we need stricter gun laws. You know, you have some people opposing it. You have some people for it. You know, some people are preaching the, you know, standing by the whole Second Amendment thing. And it's really ridiculous. You know, when we really don't have much time to even grieve, you know, or be emotionally attached to stuff like this when it happens because of the political debates that immediately start following them. So in trying to, you know, discuss, you know, some objective ways that we can, you know, move forward as a society in keep things like this from happening, you know, I don't know if it's going to involve only just stricter gun laws. I think that's probably something that would help because my outlook is this. You know, we're kind of acting here in our nation, we're kind of acting like children, like toddlers. You know, we get mad and we throw a tantrum, and then our tantrums, you know, what they turn out to be is, you know, a school shooting or, you know, or a senseless police shooting or something like that. It always tends to be something like that. And then we argue about our toys, you know, just like toddlers. Don't take my gun away. Don't take my guns away. You know, meanwhile, these guns are what's, you know, hurting us and killing us. So it's kind of a weird conversation to have at times. But I think the stricter gun laws will inevitably help in some ways. But I think the issue is much more deep rooted than what can be legislated, you know, by law. You know, one of the problems I think that we are really dealing with is that we are failing our kids. You know, we're really failing our youth. And, you know, it's not all on purpose. You know, I just think it's, you know, in a lot of ways unintentional. But that's my entire point. You know, we're not really looking at a lot of the stuff that's happening with our kids and with our youth, because we as adults are living these, you know, really, really busy lives. You know, it's not uncommon at all for, you know, a family, a mother and father, say with a single child, and that, you know, that mom and that and the father are consumed with work, where, you know, basically their lives are work. And then, you know, they don't really have enough. Well, I can't say enough. They don't take enough time to do the things that it may take to facilitate raising a child and paying attention to that child in ways that, you know, we can sniff things out like this that, you know, that may arise in their sort of character and in their emotions and stuff like that. A lot of these things, I think, can be solved at that level. And not even just in our homes as parents. You know, a lot of the school systems themselves, you know, you have, you know, school boards in these debates about, you know, what the school should be doing and what it should not be doing, and the, you know, the standardized testing and all of this kind of stuff. And then, you know, on the sort of ground floor of that, you have students in the school that are getting bullied. You know, they have low self-esteem and stuff like that. And again, this is nothing that's, you know, particularly uncommon, nor is it, you know, just peculiar to this generation that we have now. You know, bullying and stuff like that has always been a thing. But I think it's at this point where we are now, it's gotten to a level where we really, really need to take a look at it. And we really need to take some time to start dealing with it. Not just spending time, you know, in our meetings, you know, as school board officials and teachers and all of this kind of stuff, I think we need to take that time to just dive into this more personal style of teaching. A lot of the schools that we have in the U.S. now, they're packed. You know, it's not uncommon at all for, you know, 60, 7,500 students to be under one teacher in one classroom at one time. And, you know, by no fault of the teachers at all, it's really difficult to maintain and to be that personable or personal with, you know, each student, and that teacher have a close relationship with them. And what's really a shame is, you know, the school shooting happens, you know, just like other ones have happened in the past. And, you know, we'll look at this, everybody will be sad, we'll send condolences and prayers, and then there'll be some debates, you know, in the usual areas from the right and from the left, you know, about, you know, whether or not we should, you know, make stricter gun laws and all of this kind of stuff. That'll go on for a while, then the subject will change to something else. And then unfortunately, you know, 6 months, a year, you know, 2 years down the line, we have another senseless killing like the one that happened in Santa Fe. Now, again, this is, as I stated at the beginning, this is something that I'm taking personal. I take it personal in all of these school shootings, but this one in particular, because literally I live 20 minutes away from this particular school. Now, it just so happens that I don't have kids that, you know, are that would be at that school, kids period, at that age. But, you know, it very well could have been some of my friends' kids at that school. And I just don't know anybody that was there. And not that that makes any difference, but I don't know anybody there. So, but I still take things like that to heart, because I think that's one of the things that we need to do as well. You know, we need to make other people's issues our issues as well, because we all live on this earth together. We have to relate to one another. You know, it's, you know, we tend to look at things, you know, in this polarized way, you know, the Black people, the white people, and the Native Americans, the you know, the Mexican, all of this kind of stuff. And we separate ourselves, and we never really tend to take a look at our, what's the word I'm looking for? At our sort of relationship with each other as human beings. You know, we never really stop and take a really close look at that and say, you know, what do we have to do as a race of humanity? You know, not just Black people, not just white people, but, you know, what do we have to do to make, you know, this place, this earth that we live on, this city that we live in, this country, this state, whatever, make it a better place, you know, for all of us to be able to function in and to be able to move forward in as a society. So that's why I'm taking this particular thing just as I take all of them personally. You know, I could turn my head away, I could say, you know, hey, it wasn't you know, I didn't have any kids at this school, or, you know, hey, it's sad that it's happened and let me just forget about it. Let me go on with my life. You know, I could do that. And, you know, there are people out there who are doing that. But I think, again, what it's going to take is exactly what I'm talking about now, which is all of us, you know, at some point, you know, making these issues our own and then coming together in a way that's going to help solve these issues. You know, if it's even pushing our city officials and our governors and our mayors and even the president, you know, to do certain things to keep our community safe, then that's what we need to do. So now, what are some action steps that you can do, or really that we all can do, you know, today, starting right now, that can help with things like this? One of the things one of the principles that I really believe in is something called the butterfly effect. And it has to do with something, you know, in what's called chaos theory. But basically, practically speaking, the butterfly effect basically states that very, very small things can lead to very, very, very large changes over time. So, you know, in the imagery of a butterfly. So if a butterfly is flying, you've seen a butterfly fly before, and the stroke of one of its wings, you know, puts out this really, really, really small, minute air source, you know. But that air source that butterfly puts out can, you know, change things over time. It can grow over time. It can touch other things. It can, you know, cause something larger to happen. And then over time, those things get larger and larger and larger. So I really truly believe that a lot can be solved with just starting with very, very small things. So some of the things that we can do and that you can do are, you know, just start caring about people a little bit more. You know, start asking people how their day is. Start speaking to people and be genuine about it. You know, say thank you to people. You know, things like that. Those things really, really, really go a long way. Appreciate those who, if you're a leader and if you, you know, you have people that are under you or subordinate to you in whatever capacity, appreciate those people. And that goes the other way around, too. If you have some sort of leader or mentor or whatever over you, you know, take the time to appreciate those people on a regular basis. You know, in a home, if it's your spouse. You know, tell your spouse, you know, instead of fussing at, you know, women, instead of fussing at your husband, and this is not all women, of course, but I'm just using this as an example. But instead of fussing at your husband or your boyfriend or whatever, or significant other, about taking the trash out and, you know, cleaning the house and all of this kind of stuff, tell them how much you appreciate them from time to time. You know, skip the fussing and do that. Same thing, fellas, you know, with your wife. You know, take some time to buy your wife or your girlfriend or whatever some flowers every now and then and say, hey, honey, I really, really appreciate you. I love you. I like who you are. All of this stuff. And really take the time to appreciate people. And I think things like this go a long way. And that's the same thing with our kids and specifically with our kids, since we're talking about this, you know, this whole school shooting thing. You know, spend some time with your kids. Go to their football games, go to their events, you know, find out what they're interested in. Tell them how you're proud of them, things like that. Instead of, you know, fussing at them all the time, you know, clean up your room, do your homework, so forth and so on. Take the time to do those things. And I think they'll go a long way. And this is a really, really simple thing to do. It literally takes a few seconds even just to pick up your phone and send a text to somebody and say, hey, was just thinking about you. Hey, we just want to say thank you for this, or hey, I appreciate you for this. And this is something that I, in my personal life, that I incorporate, that I do with a lot of my, because I'm a musician, with a lot of the band members that I play with. You know, a lot of the times I'll have recordings and stuff of things that we play, and I'm at home listening to them, and I'll just pick up the phone. Hey, man, you know, send a text to, you know, my drummer or bass player or something like that. Say, oh man, what you were doing on here is nice, man. I appreciate the way you play this. You know, things like that really, really go a long way to not only, you know, validating people and, you know, making them feel good about themselves, but also, you know, strengthening the relationship between you and those people as well. It really, really goes a long way. So I don't want to go on and on about this, but I'm really adamant about it. Pick up the phone, send an email, you know, send a text message, whatever the case may be, a voicemail, you know, something. Do that today. You know, smile at somebody, hug somebody, you know, just tell somebody something nice, compliment somebody. Those things, I think that if we all as a people and as humanity, we started doing today, I can imagine just, you know, 5-10 years from now, the effect that that would have on who we are and who we are to become as a nation. So please, please make sure you incorporate those things in your daily lives. Start today. Don't wait. Put that into the ether, into the atmosphere right now. And I think that we all will benefit from it, you know, on down the line.